Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, radio family. Happiest of weekends and welcome back. Another great conversation is about to get underway. Welcoming you back to our public affairs program. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus. It's heard every weekend here on our Odyssey stations. You're a great company and the continued company of members of our Community Focus family. Now, when I talk about family for today's conversation, I am talking family with four gentlemen who, and they may not be aware of this, have played an integral part, really, in my life, growing up, living in Winston-Salem, being a part of Carver High School, Carver Nation. And it is such a joy to have these gentlemen join me this morning because we'll also hopefully have a time to reminisce about the days of old, shall we say. But the main purpose of gathering these gentlemen together is to tell you a little bit about an organization many of you radio family may already be familiar with, and that is the Winston-Salem Sportsman Club. We're going to get into the particulars of what the mission is and really the importance of what we as a community can do in our role to assist these gentlemen with the needs of members of our community. So let me start off with the one and only, the president of the organization, Coach Robert Wynn. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, young lady. I'm fine.
Good, good. So good to hear your voice. Next, I have the vice president in place, one Mr. Richard Daniels. Richard, good morning to you, alum.
Good morning.
Next is the coordinating secretary of the Winston-Salem Sportsman Club, Mr. Ken Lee. Ken, how are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. And I guess we can say, gentlemen, we're going to save the best for last. He's in charge of fundraising. And Coach, Mr. Bill Hayes, how are you?
Go Rams. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You know, I just feel so special. This already brings back memories, and I am pretty certain that, gentlemen, for those who are listening to us here as we're about to get this conversation underway, your names are synonymous with community, and particularly Carver High School, but just as equally important, the Winston-Salem Sportsman Club. So tell me a little bit, and Coach Wynn, I'm going to address this first question to you. Tell me about the history of the Winston-Salem Sportsman Club and your mission.
Okay, in 1957, Patterson Avenue offered a program designed to give its members food for soul and food for thought. And invariably, during the meeting each week, the topic was turned around in sports because most of the group meeting was made up of people who were interested in sports and either or former athletes. The group largely wanted to discuss the local things that were happening in local sports. Sam D. Harvey, who was director of the Winston-Salem Urban League, developed the idea for such a program of pursuing athletic achievement here in the system, in the Winston-Salem Scott County system. Mr. Harvey knew of a group of men in Atlanta, Georgia, who had formed a club called the 100% Wrong Club, who was doing the same thing.
Yes.
So the organization here sent Mr. Harvey to Atlanta to find out all of the particulars about out the organization of that club. But he came back and presented what he had found to the organization here, the Patterson Avenue Y membership. The group really enjoyed what he had to say, and they thought of performing forming a club of its own.
Mm-hmm.
And that led up to the formation of the Winston-Salem Sportsman's Club.
Excellent, Coach Wynn, because there is so much. When I think about the history of just sports in general in a city like Winston-Salem, where I personally have spent the majority of my life here. Though not a native, I certainly have been here long enough to now call Winston-Salem home and still do. I mean, I think of all the tremendous, fabulous athletes that have come through the Winston-Salem system over the years. I'm certain you can do that too, having been a coach.
Oh, yes. To bring the club along during this the early stages, there were some club members who were very instrumental in the formation of this club.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
People such as Dr. Nancy Gannaway, who was a local dentist, Lux Overman, who was a sports writer for the Journal at this time, William P.A., an educator, Dwight Caldwell, who was a member of the Y and who worked at the Y, Mr. Staplefoot, who was also, I believe, one of the executives at the Y at that time, L.J. McLendon, who was director of the Y, Marty Penn, as everyone knows, and educator. That brought a smile to your face, didn't it?
It did. And you bring a smile to my face, sir, because you are, like I said, synonymous with the history and time that I spent at Carver High School. Now, for those who obviously know you, you coached what and for how many years?
Oh, my God. I started coaching in Virginia, really, at IC Norcom, and then left there, came to North Carolina, where I coached for 2 years in Lexington, Dunbar High School.
Yes.
I met Mr. Palmer Friend, if you remember the name, at one of my team was playing Carver at the time, And after the game, he pulled me aside and asked me if I were tired of traveling that distance. And I said, yes, I am. He said, would you like to work for the school system here? And I agreed. I came and started working here. And I've enjoyed it.
Absolutely. And as they say, Coach, the rest is history. Let me ask you this question. How many members are currently in your organization, and how can someone listening to this program join the club?
We have 22 members who are on roll. Richard, would you like to tell her about the process for becoming a member?
So the process for being a member of the club is you can go to our website, which is the Winston-Salem Sportsman's Club, and there is a form on there that you can print out and submit it. We do them every other Tuesday at our club meeting. Mm-hmm. We bring everyone in and do an interview with them, and then the club pretty much votes on them.
Excellent, excellent. Now tell me, gentlemen, and Coach Wynn, this is addressed to you, but everyone feel free to interject. Tell me about the events that the Winston-Salem Sportsman's Club hosts.
Well, to start the year off, we have the girls' basketball tournament. I'm sure you remember that.
Yes.
The Marigold girls' basketball tournament. That's normally held the first 3 days of the week prior to Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. That's one event, and there are some outgrowths of that tournament. For one thing, each participating team is asked to bring a food basket. And with 16 teams involved, we were able to present 16 baskets of food to needy families during that time.
Excellent. Now, I know that there is also an upcoming golf tournament that we're going to get to a little later in our conversation, but I just wanted our radio family to be aware that we'll get into discussion about that and how they can participate with that as well. Bill or Ken, would you like to add anything to either of the questions that have been asked thus far during our conversation?
To expand on what Mr. Wynn said about the Mary Garber tournament, he's very, very generous in speaking on it. But the one thing he left out is that we provide a $1,000 scholarship.
Wonderful.
To one of the girls from usually the winning team, mm-hmm. or who's performed well, and not only just on the court, but in the classroom and in the community. And also, we have the Winston-Salem Forsyth County Hall of Fame, which we put together and recognize Hall of Fame members from the community here, from all of the high schools. They go through a nominating process as well, and we just had our 2020 class recognized a couple of weeks ago.
Wonderful. And I know we're going to have further discussion on that, especially in regards to a museum that showcases the members of the WSFC Hall of Famers. I know we'll get to that in just a bit. But what a fantastic way to get this great conversation underway. Gentlemen, I feel like I'm talking to legends today. I just love it. It's so much history with just the four of you alone. Thank you so much for what you have shared with me thus far. I really appreciate this.
I would add one thing.
Sure.
To elaborate a little bit more.
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't know that we have already inducted 299 people.
Wow.
Into the Hall of Fame.
Excellent.
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people, particularly from this area, Richard. And when we think about the history of Winston-Salem, especially when you not only just talk about the academics and the classroom, but you also talk about the sportsmanship on the field or on the court or whatever the specific sport may be. And I think back to the time when I was in school at Carver, how many of my fellow students I knew who not only excelled in that sport, but they equally excelled in the classroom. Because these were classmates of mine who would go on to be part of the National Honor Society. They were the top of their class. They would go on to graduate to attend either an historic HBCU and excel there, or at a university or college and would do equally the same there. And even one step further, we would continue to hear about the great things that they were doing, whether they were continuing to live in and around the Winston-Salem community or they would move elsewhere, but they still would give back to the community.
Well, you know, they say that it takes a family.
Yes.
And in order for us to make sure that our kids are all successful, when we talk about the Hall of Fame, those individuals that are inducted are not just athletes. They're coaches, they're administrators, they're
Absolutely.
Supporters.
Right.
So it is truly a family that we do in order to make sure that all the kids are taken care of.
Absolutely. You talk about raising a village, right?
Raising a village.
There you go. There you go. Gentlemen, again, what a great way to get our conversation underway. I am happy we do have a continuation to this program. So again, I want to say good morning to Bill Hayes, Richard Daniels, Ken Lee, and Robert Wynn. Indeed, wonderful history about the Winston-Salem Sportsman Club. We will continue this great conversation, and thank you, Radio Family, for the great company as the weekend edition of Community Focus continues right after this. And we welcome you back, or simply welcome you more, the weekend edition of Community Focus. Always look forward to this time, Radio Family. Great company and great conversation every weekend here in our Odyssey stations. And this weekend, the history of the Winston-Salem Sportsman Club, their mission, and four wonderful gentlemen who continue in conversation and join me, Renee Vaughn. Once again, I have the president, Coach Robert Wynn, the vice president, and Richard Daniels, the corresponding secretary, and Ken Lee, and head of fundraising, Mr. Bill Hayes. So, gentlemen, as we do continue our conversation, how are people selected for the Winston-Salem Forsyth County High School Sports Hall of Fame? And I believe, Coach Wynn, I'm going to address this to you.
Okay. First of all, nominations are open. As Richard said, there are five categories for nomination. We have players, coaches, administrators, cheerleaders, and contributors to athletic programs. And these each person must fill out an application. The application is thoroughly scrutinized by a screening committee, and it is passed on to the Winston-Salem Sportsman Club. And we will go through, take a vote on it, and the person, if passes with enough votes, then becomes a member of the Hall of Fame.
Excellent. Now, how many former coaches, administrators, supporters, and players are there currently in the Hall of Fame?
I think it's 299.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Richard, you just mentioned that earlier. And no doubt, especially as Radio Family is listening to our conversation today, that number is likely going to increase. Well, Coach Wynn, let me ask you this one question before I'm going to turn things over to you, Mr. Bill Hayes. But, Coach, do you have a museum to showcase the members of the WSFC Hall of Famers?
Yes. Are you familiar with the old farmer's market? That's that corner of 6th and Cherry Marshall?
Yes.
That corner of 6th and Cherry Marshall. There is a section in there that's reserved for the Hall of Fame, and it features it features the 299 persons who are in the Hall of Fame. There's a write-up about each that's posted there. Some visitors who come there will take a brochure, you know, home with them as a souvenir.
Oh, very nice.
Which keeps us working to, keep a ready supply of information there.
Absolutely. And thank you for mentioning that, because part of my next question would be, of course, obviously, is the museum open to the general public? So what a beautiful way, you know, for those of us, whether we, of course, are family members or alum or know these individuals in some type of capacity, what a great way to see their contribution to community as it is displayed in this museum. And it's been there how long now? Do you know?
It's been there since 2005.
Wonderful. That is fantastic. Okay. Bill Hayes, Coach, you did an excellent job. You can rest. You can take a break.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But feel free to again, interject anytime in the rest of our conversation. Mr. Bill Hayes, tell us about the HOF meet and greet. When and where is that expected to take place?
Robert Wynn just pointed out that there are almost 300 members of the Winston-Salem Sports Hall of Fame. One, we decided that we needed to bring all these former Hall of Famers together because many of them had never really met as a group. When you're inducted, by class generally is 10 or 15 Hall of Famers at a time, and over a period of 15, 20, 30 years, we've accumulated close to 300. We decided that we wanted to bring these 300 people together in a meet and greet so that each one would have a chance to see the other one.
Right.
That meet and greet is going to be at Maple Chase Country Club on April the 19th from 6 to 8 in the evening.
August 19th. It was an A, close enough.
Right around the corner, and at RSVP, so we've already heard from close to 60 former Hall of Famers that are going to be there, and we're all going to get together and have some merriment and see each other and meet and greet one another for the first time. So we're excited about that.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm just excited and to thank you, Bill, for sharing this information to our radio family. I know without a doubt there are a lot of former students and alumni, and not just of Carver High School, but many of our area high schools likely who are hearing this information and definitely will pass it on to others. Now, if you don't mind, can you share with some of our radio family your history in sports here locally in the area?
Oh, boy. First, before I go there, Renee, we want to make sure we invite you to our meet and greet on August the 19th at Maple Chase Country Club, and that's from 6 to 8 in the evening, okay?
Okay.
So we really want you to come. You will put the icing on the cake at our meet and greet.
Oh, thank you very much for the invitation. I'm definitely going to check my calendar. I'm going to make room for this because this is just exciting. Absolutely.
I started out at Page, the high school, back when everything was segregated.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I was there a couple of years, and then they sent us a group of us over to North Forsyth, and we won a state football championship at North Forsyth. And I went back home to Durham, North Carolina, learning real quickly that no man is a hero in his own hometown. So I quickly left my hometown and came back to Winston-Salem to Wake Forest University. Stayed at Wake Forest about 3 or 4 years, and I received an offer from Big House Games to be the head football coach at Winston-Salem State. Did that for 12 years.
Yes.
Graduated to A&T, decided to go to A&T and try my luck, and stayed with the A&T Aggies for 15 years and won some championships and conference championships and national championships at both schools. And, and then I did some athletic directing for 11 years and now I'm retired.
Wow. And retirement looks good on you, sir. Even though this is radio, it still looks good on you.
And Renee, he's reaping all the benefits.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, when you're a retiree, that's what you're supposed to do. I can't wait till I get there. I'm just counting it down. But Coach Hayes, just thank you for that. That was just a wonderful trip down memory lane. Now, the other coach, Coach Wynn, this question is back to you. Why did the Winston-Salem Sportsman Club start the Mary Garber Holiday Classic Girls Basketball Tournament? Can you believe 33 years ago?
Oh, yes. And going strong.
Yes.
Yes. We're hoping for a good year. This year, whenever we get the chance to play, you know, with the pandemic the way it is. But we're very excited about it, and we hope to build on this tradition that we've been working so hard to maintain.
Every night.
Yes.
One of the things we're doing at the meet and greet, we're going to try to solicit more people for our golf tournament.
Right.
I don't want you to miss out on that. It's going to be August the 28th at Winston Lake Golf Course. And the purpose for this golf tournament is we're trying to increase the number of scholarships that we give. So the funds from this golf tournament is going to really help us send more of our high school students to college with a nice scholarship package. So we're looking forward to that, and we hope that you continue to mention that on your programs every day.
Well, absolutely. And I'm thankful, Coach, that this is a forum with which we can do it. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to make sure to repeat that information to members of our radio family. But, Coach, yeah, back to why did the Sportsman Club start the Mary Garber Holiday Classic Girls Basketball Tournament?
I'm glad you came back with that question.
Sure.
Because I misunderstood what you had asked of me. There has always been a boys tournament, namely speaking, the Frank Spencer. But there was no organized tournament for the girls. So the Winston-Salem Sportsman's Club presented the idea to the school system and superintendent at that time. The idea was approved, and we had our first Forsyth County tournament for girls in 1989.
Excellent. Just as a side question, and this is just, I don't know why this just, well, I do know why this has just popped in my head, but for between the four of you gentlemen, how did you all get together to be a part of not just the Sportsman's Club, but how did the four of you initially end up just knowing each other as either a coach or a player?
Well, through my association, I met Ken this year. I've become impressed with the young man, with his drive and his knowledge and his desire to succeed, his desire to participate, his desire to cooperate, his desire to make things better for his charges, the people for whom he's been placed. Now, for Richard, we go back to his high school days.
Right.
I had to stay on his case without going to class.
Your coach just called you out.
He did call me out.
Now, for Bill and I go way back. Mm-hmm. When he first started out of working here in the system, I knew Bill, but I didn't know him when he worked at Pacey. But I got to know him when he started working at North Forsyth.
Right.
And when I was hired to coach football at Carver, I was asked to coach a position about which I knew absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. So as a prior athlete, I had placed, I played mostly on offense in the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked to coach defensive line. How in the world am I going to do this, you know? So I started scratching my head, and I thought about a friend of mine I said, well, let me go talk to him. So I went over to Bill Hayes' office. He was busy at the time. He had three athletes in his office. I never shall forget this, Renee.
Uh-huh.
He had three of his athletes at the time. He was trying to solve three problems with them.
Wow.
And after he asked the guys to step aside for a moment, and he stepped outside and asked me, he said, what's the problem? I told him what I needed. He told the three guys in this office, never shall forget this, that, fellas, come back to see me this afternoon. We'll continue this talk. And he took the rest of that day to talk to me about coaching defensive line. And that's how I got started in coaching defensive line. I never have regretted it because I did have some success.
But yes, you did.
The success that I had, of course, I had on players like Agnew and Horn. You
right?
Remember. There were some others to follow. But fundamentally, it all started with Bill Hayes and his desire to help me. Now, I'm not the only one. Anybody who has ever wanted to find or learn about football,
right?
Bill's always given friendly advice. As a matter of fact, at times he would come over and coach the entire Carver football team. I'm going to stop about this. But you did open a can of worms here. When we started running the offense at Carver that we call the Wing T, we weren't doing it right. We were winning, but we weren't doing it right. So we went to the man who could help us out with that. That was Bill Hayes.
And as they say, the rest is history. Well, let me just personally say to both you coaches, thank you for the wonderful memories. I remember being a member of the marching band under the direction of Mr. Rudolph Valentino Boone, who, by the way, he turned 94 this year.
Wow. Yeah.
And absolutely. Absolutely. He and his wife, Sarah, and his family are still doing wonderfully well. But I remember those memories. I remember those Friday night football games. I remember the wonderful memories of those championships. And even reflecting back, whether I go through some of the old high school yearbooks and I look at those fellas, I mean, you guys, you coaches, y'all coached some big boys back in the day that went on to have very successful careers in the National Football League. Some would go on to have successful careers as family men and members of the community. So just thank you for those wonderful memories and all that you have contributed.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I had recruiting and coaching Richard Daniels, and I'm very proud of him. Can you believe he is the executive director of this Y that was once segregated and now I'm so proud of him. I don't know what to do.
I'm telling you, I'm proud of him too. So alum, just keep up the great work, all of you gentlemen. Now, Bill, while I have you here, tell us again about the upcoming golf tournament. I want to remind our listeners, some who may just be joining us, that that golf tournament is slated for August 28th, correct?
August the 28th. That's a Saturday morning at Winston Lake. We're going to tee off at 9 o'clock. We've got a breakfast that starts at 7:30, and we've got a raffle and the whole thing. It's going to be a great affair. After the golf tournament, we're going to have a great cookout and meal that we haven't catered. And so, all in all, I really think it's going to be a fantastic experience for. And if you want to join the golf tournament, get in touch with us.
Yes.
Winston-Salem Sportsman's Club, Richard Daniels, Bill Hayes, Robert Wynn, and we're driving this thing. So get in touch. We still got some spots available for golfers that might want to play.
Fantastic. Well, let's take that even further as far as getting the community involved. Is there either a direct contact information, a website? What can we do to help?
So you can actually go to our website. The golf application is on our website. Again, that's the Winston-Salem Sportsman's Club. Or they can reach out to myself or Bill Hayes, and they can reach me by email at wssu27@gmail.com.
Okay.
If they have questions about the golf tournament.
All right. Now, Coach Hayes, do you mind sharing any email or contact information for you?
Bill.Hayes1943@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Now, Ken,
yes.
Let me get you in this conversation because you've been mighty quiet. And I know you've been taking in all this great information along with the rest of us. What's your backstory? Share with our radio family.
Ooh.
Where to start, right?
I came to Winston-Salem in 1988. I came to Winston-Salem State to play baseball.
Okay.
At this time, they were putting the baseball team together. Well, once we got here, about 25 of us, they didn't have the funds during that time. So they gave us all the opportunity to transfer, but I kind of had already fell in love with just Winston-Salem. So I just decided to stay and say, well, I'm not going to leave. I'm just going to stay here. I like the school. I like the community. I'm originally from Laurinburg. Little dot on the map here in the state.
I know where Laurinburg is, yes.
But I was also raised by a pastor and a hardworking daddy who said you get in the community and learn your community so you can be a part of it.
Right.
So as soon as I got here and decided to stay, I started volunteering at different places.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually I ended up working at the Y. And it was funny because I started working at the Y, and then I look over this little fat dude sitting beside me. He was working at the Y. I'm talking about Richard. He wasn't fat. Richard was cut, muscle and everything else. I think he had gotten hurt that season.
Uh-huh.
And we hit it off just like that. And then we took up and noticed we were in school together. And he probably don't want to give me credit, but he know I'm the one that put him and his wife together.
Love it. I'll give you that credit.
So with my career took me through the Y working. Me and Richard actually ran the Winston Lake Y together for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Then I dipped on over and left and became a teacher with the school system and a coach.
Wow.
I'm currently the varsity girls basketball coach at Parkland.
Wonderful.
And, just to brag a little bit, I'm still the reigning Mary Garber champion right now.
Yeah, there you go.
There. And that was actually the first time the girls at Parkland have won the Mary Garber in the school history.
That is fantastic.
We're still riding that wave of
That is awesome.
Once I found out, you know, over the years I heard about the Sportsman Club and I didn't know how to become involved. And then I look up and saw Richard was a part of it.
Right.
And I said, well, let me keep on following this old boy here. And next thing I know, I'm in the club and I'm jumping in. I've been a member now for over a year now. It's been a year.
Wonderful.
I think I'm just in here running with legends.
Right.
Coach Hayes has coached a lot of my classmates, a lot of my family members.
Yes.
You know, just to get some of his little bit,
mm-hmm.
that's enough for me. Mm-hmm. And then with Coach Wynn, I've known of him since I've been in Winston.
Right.
So just to get some of what he got, I feel like I'm right behind them now running. And I'm just listening and learning.
Exactly.
Put it all in my toolbox.
That's it. I like that, Ken, because it's just wonderful to be in the presence of such greatness among these gentlemen, like you said, who are definitely living legends. And gentlemen, to give you your flowers while you are still here. So it's just wonderful. And Ken, thank you for sharing that, because I did want to go back and actually address this to all of you. Tell us something unique about the Mary Garber Holiday Classic that we may not know about.
Well, it features 16 teams, 12 from Slide County and 4 from the surrounding counties.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives a chance for the young ladies to showcase their talents.
Yeah.
It's normally a 3-day affair, but because of 16 teams, sometimes we play on the preceding Saturday before Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday prior to Thanksgiving. And it's during that time that these young ladies would get a chance to play at least 2 games in the tournament. I think each team is guaranteed at least 2 games and 3 games if you play for the championship. And it's the only recognized girls tournament west of Raleigh.
Mm.
It's the oldest one, because I think that there is one in Greensboro.
Mm-hmm.
That they call the Big Four. But the Mary Garber is the longest running girls basketball tournament in the western part of the state of North Carolina.
Fantastic. Talk about history. Absolutely.
Hey, Renee?
Yes.
And I would just add to that, and Coach Wynn had mentioned it earlier, it's about teaching these young ladies about giving back to the community.
Absolutely.
And by bringing those baskets in and identifying someone of need in their community and taking it to them, it's teaching those kids about being that pillar in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And giving back to the community.
Right. Absolutely. I love that. And I think that is a beautiful way to cap this great conversation that I have thoroughly enjoyed. Gentlemen, I could talk with you all and reminisce about the good days the rest of this particular day. But as the expression goes, time always runs out when one is having fun. Are there any closing thoughts or comments, gentlemen, that you would like to share outside of reemphasizing that August 19th, that is going to be the Winston-Salem Forsyth County Hall of Famers at the Maple Chase Country Club. And that's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m., correct?
Meet and greet, yes.
The meet and greet, yes. Must include that. Thank you, Coach. And then August 28th, which is a Saturday, Winston Lake, 9 a.m. tee, that is going to be the upcoming golf tournament.
That's correct.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And we hope that we can increase the number of scholarships we give young people, so it's important that people get involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this will not only be a wonderful opportunity for us as community to be there to support you gentlemen, but I can only imagine the reunion between coaches and classmates that both events will bring about.
Well, Renee, I would also just say that, you know, we couldn't get off without saying that we could only do what we do without our sponsors.
Absolutely.
And those people that continue to pour in their time and their dollars and their energy to help us be successful. So we couldn't do it without those individuals that support us.
Absolutely. Beautifully said. And gentlemen, thanks to each and every one of you. This was really special for me to be back in contact. We shouldn't wait this long to stay in touch with one another.
So, we hope to see you then on August 19th.
That's right, the meet and greet. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting and greeting all the fine folk, and especially you gentlemen. Thank you so much, coaches Robert Wynn and Bill Hayes, Richard Daniels, and Ken Lee. Oh, by the way, gentlemen, let me say this. You are officially part of this community-focused family. So welcome, family.
Thank you.
So welcome. And I always like to say no goodbyes just until next time. So I definitely look forward to us getting back together and talking about either the Winston-Salem Sportsman's Club, the Hall of Famers, anything about the Mary Garber Holiday Classic. Let's get back together and have another great conversation, shall we?
Yes, let's do that.
Wonderful. And thank you, Radio Family, for the great things that you are continuing to do in our communities as well. Please keep up the great work, too. Please continue to stay safe and enjoy the remainder of this day and your weekend as we bring another great conversation to a close. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Until that next time, everyone take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.